Could we start with, I think it's 78. Yes. Thy word, thy self-reflecting, doth sanctify by truth. Still leading on thy loved ones with gentle heavenly growth. Thus still the work proceedeth, the work begun by grace, in each made meet, yet training to dwell before thy face. 78. O God of grace
Father, we do indeed pray that in this little further time together we may hear thy word, the living word of God, how much we need it. We think of the Lord Jesus saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out from God's mouth. And we thank thee for the precious holy scriptures that we have in our hands, and we need the action of the Holy Spirit just to apply the scriptures to us in our present condition, with our present needs, and not just the needs that we sense, but our Father, thou dost have a purpose for each of thine own. We've sung of thee leading each of thine own onwards with gentle heavenly growth, and may what we hear in this further time together be useful to that end, and may it be honouring to the Lord Jesus Christ. For we ask it in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Read a verse from the Epistle to the Hebrews, dear brethren. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who is faithful to all, to him that has constituted him, as Moses also in all his house. Whoever wrote the Hebrews, and most I think it was probably the Apostle Paul, has come to the end of the second chapter and finished his introduction, and he says, wherefore holy brethren, he's addressing them as holy brethren, those set apart, partakers of the heavenly calling, The wonderful thing there is, it's something that's not understood by very many believers, that we have a heavenly calling, not an earthly calling. Yes. We're on earth, we're expected to walk here on the lines of the hymn we've just sung, but we have a heavenly calling, and so our hearts look above.
Amen.
And he calls upon us to consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. To consider him. That's not, it means that we think about it, think about him.
Yeah.
He fills our hearts and minds, and the apostle and high priest of our confession. It's very interesting, this, because I don't think anywhere else in Scripture, apart from this epistle, the Lord is referred to quite in that way. But he is the apostle. The apostle is the one through whom God speaks.
Yeah.
And you come to go back to the beginning of the epistle, and you find that God has spoken to us in the person of the Son at the end of these days. So at chapter 1, we have a wonderful setting forth of the apostle, the one through whom God speaks, his glory, his greatness, the one he, God has established heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who would be the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance. We should, he says that no man has seen God at any time, but we have seen God. We shall see God in him. He that has seen me has seen the Father, he could say. And here it is, the expression of God's glory and the expression of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power. So this is the apostle. And chapter 2 goes on and speaks about how we react to that. If you consider something, it's to change you.
Yes.
And we should give heed more abundantly to the things we have heard, lest in any way we should slip away. There was a danger of slipping back into Judaism. And a great deal of the church publicly has slipped back into a sort of form of Judaism. But considering the apostle would keep us from that. And the writer warns us, how shall we escape if we have been negligent of so great salvation which having had its commencement in being spoken of by the Lord, and is being confirmed to us by those who have heard, God bearing witness. So, we have the apostle up to chapter 4, verse 4 of chapter 2, and then in verse 5, the writer turns to the high priest. And the rest of chapter 2 is concerned with the high priest of our confession, the one that God has crowned with glory and honour. He wears the priestly diadem. He, as man, is set over all over the works of God's hands. He's not exactly the author of it. Chapter 1, he's the one who made the world, but here is his manhood, and as man he set over the works of God's hands, and everything subjected to his feet, under his feet. But we don't see that yet. It's to come. We have things we enjoy, things we have a foretaste of, but the reality is to come.
Amen.
we see not yet all things subjected to him, but we see Jesus made some little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death. Isn't that extraordinary? God's Son, he was a man, and because he was a man, he was subject to death.
Or, having become a man, he was able to go into death.
He was made a little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything. He comes, God brings him, where it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering. So he's the suffering one, but now he's the one who enters into God's presence with his sons, bringing many sons to glory. His brethren, and he declares God's name to his brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing thy praises. The one who partook of flesh and blood through death he might annul him that has the might of death. He's done all the work as man. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He does not indeed take hold of angels by the hand. He takes hold of the seed of Abraham. That's literal, that was the Hebrews he was writing to. But we know that we are, in a sense, Abraham's descendants by faith, from what Paul tells us in Galatians. A merciful and faithful high priest in things relating to God, who made propitiation for the sins of the people. That he himself has been suffered, being tempted, he is able to help those that are tempted. And that is the point at which he comes to this summary. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession.
Yes.
I think we had some little sense of it this morning, but this is his exhortation to us. May we all know what it is to consider this glorious person.
Amen.